Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We're pushing on through here at the summertime and the good old summertime in central Ohio, and we're looking forward to our midweek service tonight. We meet at 6:30, both English and the Spanish service meets at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, but we meet at 6:30, all of us together right now. Of course, there's a nursery for those to 4 years of age, and then the rest of us all meet in the auditorium for our service and Bible study, and it's a great time together on Wednesday night. We always have a missionary letter read and report on our missionaries. We have a prayer guide we give out and have a man come and lead us in prayer. We have some prayer time together, and then we study God's Word. It's always just what we need right in the middle of the week. And hope you can join us for our service tonight at 6:30. Now, Psalm 34, if your Bible's nearby. We started this yesterday, and I would again urge you to try to pick up yesterday's broadcast, because we talked about Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And we talked about, can we ever praise the Lord too much? Can we ever give thanks too much? Should there be a limit to that? No, I don't think there should be. And so we should bless the Lord at all times. And we said, what will we bless the Lord for? What will we give praise to God for? And we talked yesterday about answered prayer. And then we were talking yesterday, as we ran out of time, about deliverance from troubles. You know, I was thinking about that thinking about the words of Jesus in Matthew 11 when he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And a teacher read that to her class and said, my yoke is easy. He said, who can tell me what a yoke is? A little boy raised his hand and said, a yoke is something they put on the neck of animals. And then the teacher asked, what's the yoke that God puts on us? And a little girl said, I know what it is. She said, what's that? A little girl said, the yoke is God putting his arms around our necks. You know, God desires to put his arms around us and comfort us and give us help in life. Praise him. Praise him. I will bless the Lord at all times. For what? For answered prayer. For what? From deliverance from troubles. From what? The abundance and goodness of God. The abundant goodness of God. Notice verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. The Lord is good, and he gives us good things. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. An elderly lady was well known for her faith and for her boldness in telling others about it. She'd stand on her front porch and shout, praise the Lord! And next door lived an atheist who'd get so angry at her proclamations, he'd shout, there ain't no Lord! Well, hard times set in. And the elderly lady was praying to God to send her some help. She stood on her porch and shouted, praise the Lord. But she said, God, I'm asking you for food. I'm having a hard time. Please, Lord, send me some groceries. The next morning, the lady went out on her porch and there was a large bag of groceries. And she shouted, praise the Lord. Well, then the neighbor jumped out from behind the bush and said, I told you there was no Lord. I bought those groceries. God didn't. But the lady started jumping up and down and clapping her hands and saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He said, now what are you praising the Lord for? She said, I'm praising the Lord that he not only sent me groceries, but he made the devil pay for them. Praise the Lord. Psalm 31:19, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Psalm 103, where the psalmist again is getting in such a way of wanting to praise the Lord and bless the Lord. Psalm 103, again, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He goes on to say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. He forgives all thine iniquities. He heals all thy diseases. He redeems thy life from destruction. He crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." What good things has the Lord blessed you with? What good things has God blessed you with? I came to the church here in October 2005. I went to the pastor who I was working for at the time and said it was time for me to pastor a church again, and he agreed. And the church where I was had purchased land and begun construction on a building, and Pastor Rock had decided to resign the church here and called a friend who was an evangelist who knew, was a good friend of a fellow in the church I was serving in. He gave me Pastor Rock's number, and I called. And October 16th, 2005, I came to candidate at Bible Baptist Church. We preached that first Sunday morning and Sunday evening, and we knew this is where God would have us to come. Now, church had been neglected for a while, and there was only, I think, 20-some in attendance on that first Sunday morning. The vote to have us come was only, I think, 15-0. But that day when we came back, or when we candidated, there was a young man who came. He had just returned to the area and was coming to BBC to hear Pastor Joe Rock. His name was Bob Reed. Well, when they dismissed us after the service Sunday night so they could just talk as a church, we went over to the Fellowship Hall building. And, of course, since Bob was here, but he was no longer a member, he came over and we talked with Bob. And over the next three Sundays, that's what we did every single week. And on October 30th, 2005, they voted us to be their pastor. What I didn't know at the time was that God was also giving me my associate and song leader, choir director, at the same time. Who would have believed that? That now, coming up October, 18 years later, we'd been through some big days with at times nearly 2,000 coming to our fun fest that we have every year. And seeing hundreds and thousands of people saved, now supporting over 90 missionaries, that our faith promise missions would be over $110,000 a year going out for missions. And I still have the same associate, song leader, choir director, 18 years later. I'm telling you, my friend, I'm blessed. We are blessed. Praise the Lord for his goodness. Praise God, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I could go on and on and on through these 18 years. It was said that Charles Wesley wrote his first hymn just 3 days after his conversion. And that hymn he wrote, first one was, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing." Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. What? My great Redeemer's praise. He was apparently full of praise for everything God had done for him. What about us? Can we not praise him for all the answers to prayer we've received? Can we not praise him for delivering us from many troubles? Can we not praise him for blessing us with abundant good? The psalmist did write, "I will bless the Lord at all times." 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks." Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." I would say it's a good practice. Every time we recognize something good in our life, why not pause and praise him? I think we'll be pleasantly surprised as to what can happen in our life. How good has God been to you? The songwriter said, "When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done." Count your blessings. Why don't you get out some paper today, get out a 3x5 card, just begin to write down what God has done for you. Oh, not only the answers to prayer, the deliverance from troubles, the guidance, the protection, the good things he's done for you. Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have a vehicle to drive? Do you have clothes on your back? Do you have food you can eat? Is there money in your account? Do you have a job you can go to? Do you have health and strength to get up and go and walk? And can you have eyes you can see? Do you have ears to hear? Oh, my friend, there's so many things to give thanks for. There's so many things to praise the Lord for. How about your church? How about your pastor? How about other believers? How about the Word of God? How about the indwelling Holy Spirit? How about a great salvation as a gift from God through Jesus Christ our Lord? Do you know Him as your Savior? Can I tell you today, it's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. Oh, my friend, if you've never received Christ as your Savior, I would urge you to receive Him today. Why don't you start off August by receiving Christ as your Savior? The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. See, it's very simple. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All means everybody. I'm a sinner, you're a sinner. We're all sinners in the sight of God. And you know what? Sinners deserve to pay for their sin. And you and I are no exception. The wages of sin is death. The reason we're dying is because of sin. But that death isn't just physical death, it's eternal death. It's a spiritual death. It's a second death. Separated from God, tormented and punished in a place called hell. My friend, we deserve that because we're guilty before a holy God. But God so loved the world. God commended, He proved His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to live a perfect sinless life and then to go to the cross, take our sins upon Himself, and to die there for you and for me. The songwriter wrote it this way, I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. He took your place too, my friend. He died for you. He died for me. And 3 days later, God raised Him from the dead. And God was saying, I'm accepting my Son's payment for the sin of mankind. And God says that's what each of us must do. We must realize that we must, by faith, trust Jesus Christ as our Savior to forgive our sin and to give us the gift of eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, it's a gift. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. There's nothing you can do. You don't spell salvation D-O. You spell it D-O-N-E. It's nothing we do. It's what Jesus has already done for us. That's why it's a gift. The gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so Romans 10:13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You from your heart believe you're a sinner, that Jesus died for your sins and paid the debt for you, and you will by faith trust Him alone as your Savior. Then call upon Him. Ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to save you. Ask Him for that gift of eternal life. And the Bible says you shall be saved. And you'll find out what this Christian life's really all about. Oh, what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful life it is. It is wonderful to be a Christian. Well, if you pray and ask Christ to be your Savior, would you let us know about it? I'd love to help you in your Christian life, and I sure appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Hey, come to church tonight, 6:30 for our midweek service, and the rest of us will gather together on the broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.